Hello and welcome to another episode of the Progressing Lives Everywhere podcast. I'm your host Helen Cassin, Senior Principal Talent Attraction Specialist at Amoria Bond, and today we're diving into what it takes to become a successful recruiter. Joining me today is Ben Wilkinson, Principal Consultant at Amoria Bond here in Manchester. Welcome, Ben.
Hi, Helen. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Ben, first question. What do you believe are the key qualities or traits that contribute to being a successful recruiter?
I think there's a few that kind of all go hand in hand. Resilience and persistence probably being a key one, I think, especially when it starts to get a little bit more difficult. Ability to build out and maintain good relationships with your peers, but also clients and candidates as well. Problem solving skills, I think, are also pretty important. And just general sort of strong communication skills. And above all, I think one of the key traits to being successful in recruitment is having really good discipline with yourself, especially when things get difficult in the market, which is inevitable in recruitment at some point or another. So just being disciplined to continue doing what you know that you need to do to get results.
Just from your perspective and in your own experience, what are some of like the common challenges aspiring recruiters might face on their path to success, and how do you think they can overcome them?
Rejection and setbacks is probably the key one. There's a lot of no's involved, as you can imagine, obviously within recruitment. So overcoming that rejection and those setbacks, balancing your workload can be quite difficult for some individuals, kind of structuring the day with clients and candidate work kind of going hand in hand. Staying motivated during those slower periods as well can also be quite difficult when you feel like you're not quite getting the results that you might be hoping for. Time management skills kind of goes with, kind of your workload, managing that, being able to structure your days quite well to get the most out of the days. In terms of overcoming them, again, discipline plays into quite a lot of those, I think. Having a solid day plan in place, so using, you know, an hour in an evening or some time in the morning just to plan your calls out for client calls and candidate calls to help manage that day, and being quite strict with your time. So, you know, you might do client work in the morning, candidate work in the afternoon, or whatever works best for the particular market on, but just making sure you break your day down and being disciplined with that time. Like if you're with a task and you don't quite finish that task, knowing to stop it and move on to the next one so that your workload doesn't pile up. In terms of overcoming rejections and setbacks and handling objections, I think that also comes with time as well, and investing time in training and development for yourself will help to kind of overcome those.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, 100%. And also, I mean, networking, that's pretty crucial in recruitment. So, I mean, for you, like, you know, can you share your insights on the importance of networking, putting yourself out there, and, you know, when it comes to advancing your career in recruitment, what kind of strategies do you recommend for effective networking in this industry?
Speaking with plenty of candidates is generally a pretty good way of networking, especially if you're targeting senior candidates, because they're individuals that can also become your clients, if not now, at some point down the line. So you can really understand where the market's at, what the needs are, what their struggles are, understand their career aspirations as well. So you start building up a client and a candidate network just from being at your desk. Conferences are a good place as well. So getting out and getting the face time with people at different conferences, helping building out your network, being present on LinkedIn, not just sort of posting the jobs that you're working, but doing things like this, like podcasting with people in your network, in your industry, posting different articles or white papers, just something that shows you're an expert in your market as well. Different groups on LinkedIn are pretty good. And then there's, you know, you're kind of in a space with the same sort of people. Yeah, those probably, I'd say, would be the key areas, is just getting your face out into your market, speaking with senior people, speaking with candidates of different levels, and attending industry events and conferences when you can.
Amazing. And you touched before on, I suppose, like the learning and development. So in your experience, what role does continuous learning and development play in the journey to becoming a successful recruiter? And like what kind of strategies would you recommend for people to be staying updated with like different industry trends and best practices?
Yeah, I think learning and development is quite essential, and I think that's something that continues regardless of what level you're at in recruitment, whether you're just starting out or if you're someone who's very tenured and been around for, 10 plus years or whatever it may be. So continuing to learn, I think, is always important in this industry. Participating in sort of different in-house training programs where you can. So Moria Bond, we've got a very good L&D team here internally. We use a lot of external individuals come in and do different workshops as well. So getting involved in those training sessions when you can, especially when you're new to the industry. But I think also when you're quite seasoned, it's quite easy sometimes just to forget some stuff. So even just using it as a refresher, if needed, staying up date with different industry news and kind of trends throughout your market. I think it's also important for being a successful recruiter to being able to adapt to any market changes, which will inevitably happen regardless of what market you're in. There's always kind of peaks and troughs, so keeping up to date with that. Something that I did when I first started recruitment is sort of look at who the top billers are, the top performers, learn off them, mirror their traits, mirror what they're doing to help get some success as well, and maybe even seek out mentorship or coaching from those individuals that you know are already successful in what they're doing. And again, sort of just networking, learning from people who are living and breathing what you're doing on a day-to-day basis, not just as a recruiter, but also kind of the people in your market, so you stay up to date with market and things like that.
So, yeah, I mean, as we wrap up our discussions, what advice would you offer to aspiring recruiters who want to get started on the road to success in the recruitment industry then?
Stay persistent and resilient when the challenges come. I think in recruitment, the first like 6 to 12 months are the most difficult. So I think you need to be a bit of a sponge, soak up all of the information, all the training that you possibly can. Go the extra mile when you can, if you need to. Focus on building strong relationships with your clients and with your candidates, especially senior individuals, because they'll be both candidates and clients. Continuously develop and sort of refine your own skill set. So kind of looping back to the L&D piece, like constantly learning, constantly developing your own skills, seek out the mentorship from the experienced people on the team that you work with, identify who the top performers are and, sit close to them or observe how they structure their days, how they conduct themselves. There's a lot to be learned just in observing top performers. And just stay adaptable, stay flexible, open to new opportunities and experiences, and just kind of throw yourself straight in.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Ben. Thanks for sharing all of your valuable insights and expertise on the path to success in recruitment. Really enjoyed chatting with you today. And to our listeners, we hope that you found this discussion helpful and inspiring as you start to pursue your own journey in the recruitment industry. So be sure to subscribe for more episodes, and until next time.